A leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network in Yemen has been killed, along with five other suspected Al-Qaeda members. Eyewitnesses say the six died yesterday when the car in which they were riding blew up, apparently after it was attacked from an aircraft overhead. U.S. officials say the CIA directed and carried out this attack using a Hellfire missile fired from an unmanned plane. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Jelton. Tom, fill us in. Who was this Al-Qaeda leader?
Robert, Yemeni authorities have said it was Qaid Sinan al-Harthi, also known as Abu Ali. Now, U.S. and Yemeni authorities have known about this guy and been after him for some time. He was known to be a prominent leader of the Al-Qaeda network in Yemen. And remember that Osama bin Laden himself came from Yemen. So Al-Qaeda has been very active there for a long time. Abu Ali, was named as a suspect in the bombing of the USS Cole in October 2000. French and Yemeni authorities have also wanted to talk to him about the attack on the French oil tanker last month. So a very big fish.
And what do we know about this attack yesterday?
Well, Abu Ali and five others were riding in a car down a road when suddenly it was attacked, apparently from above. Eyewitnesses initially said they thought a helicopter had fired something about it, but a U.S. official has since confirmed to me that it in fact was attacked by an unmanned aircraft, a Predator, which carries a Hellfire missile. And this was a CIA operation targeting that car in which Abu Ali was riding.
What, if anything, are Yemeni authorities saying about this?
Well, Yemeni authorities have confirmed, in fact, that this attack took place, and they've described the wreckage and what was found there. They've confirmed that Abu Ali was killed. They will not say how. Now, Yemeni authorities have been very cooperative with the United States, allowing U.S. military and CIA operatives to work in Yemen, but they have been very reluctant to provide much publicity about it. And they are not talking about how this attack happened, but it's almost certain that it was done with the knowledge, if not the full cooperation of the Yemeni authorities.
And what's the significance of this Hellfire Predator combination, that is the missile and the pilotless aircraft?
Well, Robert, remember we've seen some of this before. The CIA has these Predator aircraft, which are controlled remotely from the ground. They carry Hellfire missiles, and this would be roughly the fourth time that this combination has been used, although the first time outside of Afghanistan, Robert.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Jelton speaking to us about the strike in Yemen against a leader of Al-Qaeda.